You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Lindsay Yates, Woody Page, Pablo Torre. And making their Around the Horn debut, David Dennis Jr. Huzzah! Welcome, David. You know, we love that you're a professional writer, but we demand you be a professional lip reader as well. Tell us what Ja is saying to Steph Curry here, David.
He is clearly saying, I wish I had gone to Davidson too.
Already you started with this? Wow. Of course. And the secret of the hero of Penguins Rangers last night.
Some spicy pork and broccoli. Not the best.
Yeah, you think? It was in his belly while he's saving 17 shots and winning a triple overtime game. Incredible.
Never related more. Yeah.
David Dennis Jr. joins us from Atlanta, Georgia, Lafayette, Louisiana, born, Jackson, Mississippi, raised. Yes, Davidson College proud. He's a senior writer for Enscape. And he's a professor at Morehouse. And don't try to out-talk him on Pro Wrestling You Can. David, please give us your life story in 8 seconds.
Well, at the end of the day, you know, this is in the running for one of the most Jordan-esque times of my life.
You don't even know the bad words, rookie.
Oh, boy.
And this is your first show. You know how this works. Your first mute button. Let's go around the horn.
I remember those days.
What Ja said to Steph was, we're going to have some fun, although maybe he said we're going to grab some pho. Maybe that's it, or spicy pork and broccoli. But this series now kicked up to a new level. And what the Grizzlies did to get the win last night, level it after two games, and playing without Dylan Brooks for a very real reason. We'll get to his flagrant and the blood in this series in a second. But Ja Morant, 47-8-8 in what had to be a must-win game for the Memphis Grizzlies. Around the horn to the rookie right away. What did the Grizzlies show you last night?
Well, they showed me, yes, that they can close out a game against a team that's better than the Wolves, but I'm not too totally concerned. The Warriors shot 18% from three, their worst ever. They're not going to do that again, and they still only lost by 5 points. I think they're going to be fine going back home.
Oh, so you're viewing this from Golden State's perspective. Well, let me bring Pablo Torre in there. Is that what you're – how
of
you view
this? Of course he's viewing it that way, Tony. Of course, David is. He's Steph Curry's guy, right? This is what we're going to learn about him. He's going to drop that name about 100 times in today's show. But I will actually take it to college, too, in this sense, right? The Grizzlies are playing like the type of young people who don't get hangovers, right? Who don't know their tolerance just yet, but only know excitement. This is the sixth straight awesome game they played in. Six games straight, dating back to the Timberwolves series, all single-digit games. And Ja Morant, man, Ja Morant, multiple 45-point games before the age of 23. It's him, it's Kobe, it's LeBron, it's the young guys. It's unbelievable what they're doing. I tip my hat to Ja in specific.
It is unbelievable what they're doing and what the young guy David Dennis Jr. did. Didn't even mention Ja Morant in his first answer on the show. That's how much he's in with Steph Curry. Woody Page, I'll bring you in here on who has the edge through two games.
Yeah, David, let me tell you, on my first show, I mentioned Yao Ming. So that shows you how far I go back on the show. But yes, we are seeing a player and a team grow up in front of our eyes right here. This is the youngest team in the playoffs. They're not playing like it. David, you said, and not to pick on you right away, but I am, you said, this won't happen again for the Warriors in this series. Well, guess what? I think the Grizzlies can go into San Francisco, which is not that big a home advantage as the Warriors had when they were across the bay in Oakland. In fact, they might consider during the playoffs of going back to Oakland and playing a game where they had a much better advantage. I think that we've seen in terms of the Grizzlies of what they're doing, they're playing outstanding defense, which I don't believe anybody felt that was happening. You saw the block shots last night, four block shots. They were actually keeping the Warriors out of the paint and doing anything inside.
Woody, let me just take a look at you for one more second here. Look at this blackboard. That is great stuff. Goliath beats David, and you got a Bruce Springsteen, that's Jimmy Buffett look today, which is incredible. Clinton Yates, turn to you.
Am I the only one who's been watching Demetrius Jamal Morant and the Grizzlies all season? This is nothing new. There's nothing unbelievable about the way they play. This is the ghost of Warriors past looking right at them as the future right now, and it's pretty amazing to see. I think that when you take into account the environment, I said yesterday this was a must-win situation talking about their home floor. They did it, and they got a performance from Ja that lets you know that the ceiling, we don't know. There's no reason not to believe that he can't go off in any given moment, and that is what should scare the Warriors fans more than anything. This might not be the ceiling in this series or in general for what Morant's going to do for the rest
David
of the
season. Dennis Jr., back in. Pick up the pieces of your argument. You're trailing here, rookie.
I know I've been – this is rookie hazing going on right here. Look, if you'd have told the Warriors that they'd have a game without – essentially without Draymond, without Gary Payton, where Ja Morant in game two would have as many threes as Klay and Steph combined, and they would still come out – with home court advantage. Remember, that's a thing still. Like, if you win a game on the road, it's a big deal in the playoffs. This is a big deal. They come out, ahead.
So that Ja Morant has outscored both Curry and Thompson through two games. You're still seeing that as a positive that Golden State is split in the series. I can understand that. A few more points for the rookie just to make this interesting.
Yeah.
Let's talk the flagrant two on Dylan Brooks, because Gary Payton, I mean, it's the hit to the head that's the flagrant two. It's the fall back down to earth that resulted in the broken elbow from Payton, and that is just brutal. Steve Kerr says Brooks broke the code of the game with that. Pablo, do you see it that way?
Well, look, Steve Kerr is a complicated witness, Tony, right? He's the coach of Draymond Green. He's the teammate of Dennis Rodman. He's been punched in the face by Michael Jordan, waved all of that away. So I get the counter argument. But what he is doing here more than anything, right, in terms of the code, kind of like the U.S. Penal Code, he's playing the result. An injury here, the fractured elbow, does matter. There is going to be a suspension in this case to Dylan Brooks, because, by the way, the NBA feels that way. Grayson Allen, right, injures Alex Caruso, and that result affects the punishment. I think beyond the code, this is going to be a thing that we see repercussions for in a real legal way.
That's a suspension for you, and it's a flagrant two, of course, for you. Clinton Yates, you see it that way?
Yes.
I wouldn't mind a suspension. I thought the ejection made sense. But overall, we touched on this a little bit yesterday. Recklessness can be regulated. And in this particular case, I think that that's just what this comes down to. Intent is not necessarily what the most important thing is. And whether or not you're going after a guy, okay, who cares? If you break a dude's elbow, you should probably sit down for a little while because you're out there acting crazy and not actually getting things done. I feel that it's okay in those situations to go with the results-based stuff that Pablo refers to.
Woody, how you see it?
I don't see a suspension, and I really truly believe that he has already served his punishment. He only played 3 minutes of the game, and you want to actually end up suspending him for two games. I just don't think that makes sense because of the result. What he was guilty of was not the broken elbow. He was guilty of hitting a guy in the head. We saw what happened with Draymond Green. He was not punished beyond being ejected from the game. So I don't believe that a suspension is warranted in this case.
And Dennis Jr.?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know much about a code or breaking any sort of unspoken rule. He broke a guy's arm, which I think is the most important thing we should probably focus on.
So you're saying he broke the elbow. The elbow break came on the fall, of course, and he hit a man who was in midair. But you're saying that's still on Brooks.
Yeah, that's 100% on him. And I think, actually, you should litigate these type of fouls that cause injuries a little bit more strict in the playoffs, because this could, determine the Warriors' season. They could, they lost game. Ja Morant had an incredible game, yes, I'm admitting it, 47 points, partly because the guy who does the best defense on him was out of the game. So I think, yeah, you got to litigate these a little bit more strict.
The way this injury plays out, Pablo, are you rethinking this series? You just heard Dennis say he's the man who's covering Ja Morant.
Absolutely. Gary Payton Jr. is the only guy who can even approach making Ja Morant go right, by the way. Can they make him go right? He goes left every time. No one has any prayer of stopping Ja doing what he wants, except for that dude. It's a big issue in this series.
We've been horned. We'll move on. Let's go to the pucks. Instant classic last night, Rangers Penguins. And here is just part of what went down. Tight in the third period, this Rangers would-be winning goal wiped off. okay? So then they go to overtime, and then they go to second overtime, where Penguins goalie Casey DeSmith, who had 48 saves and played great, got hurt and had to leave. He was already playing because Tristan Jarry is out, so the Penguins had to go to their backup goaltender, Louis Domingue. Louis only played in two games this season. Louis also admitted to Emily Kaplan after that he was eating the post-game meal in the middle of the second overtime because he was hungry, and that meal was spicy pork and broccoli.
I actually had quite the meal in between the first and the second overtime. I didn't expect going in.
You say quite the meal. What was it?
You know, some spicy pork and broccoli. Not the best.
Friends, believe me when I tell you, he had to go into the game with spicy pork and broccoli in his belly and then won the game when Evgeny Malkin won it for the Penguins in the third overtime. Domingue got the win. For Malkin to score, by the way, he had to beat Igor Shesterkin, who was a stonewall, had 79 saves. I say again, 79 saves, second most in a playoff game all time, but got the loss. Of everything I just said, Woody Page, what's the number one takeaway from Penguins Rangers?
I'm going to give you two. One, longest event in the game in the history of the historic Madison Square Garden. It was longer than a Fish concert there and the Westminster Dog Show. And the other aspect I took away is the beginning of the Du Ming Dynasty. For a guy to come in and totally cold, he's only appeared, he's 30 years old, in two playoff games coming in off the bench. The guy wasn't even sitting on the bench. He was sitting in the tunnel behind the bench. He couldn't see the game except on the screen. I think his accomplishment was stopping 17 shots totally without any kind of warm-up. That's an incredible event there for him.
Dennis?
Yeah, I mean, look, we can talk the flu game. We could talk Willis Reed coming out the tunnel. But we have to put eating stadium spicy pork and broccoli and going out and playing a game is one of the most heroic things you can do. There are a lot of things I could do after eating that. None of them involve any sort of physical activity.
Pablo Torre?
Number one, I like that Woody is recycling the jokes from the Yao Ming era that he did on his first show on Today's Show. Very good. The second thing that Woody mentioned about Madison Square Garden, and to David Dennis Jr.'s point here too, right? This was in Madison Square Garden, Tony, and it is shocking that it wasn't the Rangers goalie who summoned the power of MSG, mm-hmm. which is tremendous. That's spicy pork and broccoli, man. Okay. That is a magical, right. Magical recipe that we need to respect.
And Clinton
Yates. What you're doing there. Yep.
Woody will love to hear this. What I took away from this skate was that the old guys still got it. Looking around the NHL, there's some teams that have veteran groups that you remember as part of what the sort of last big generation of, you know, NHL franchises was. I think about the Caps getting a win on the road against the Panthers. Geno ends up being the guy who scores.
I just told you there was a triple overtime game where a goaltender who's the backup came in eating spicy pork and broccoli, and you're trying to tell me about the Capitals? Washington, D.C.
About the NHL overall. Some of us actually watch hockey, Tony. And if you watch all the games, you'll remember these veterans are doing great.
Nice job.
MSG is delicious, for the record, by the way. Real good.
I like the MSG, though. Ooh, that's good.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
So in previewing Celtics-Bucks Game 2 yesterday, we asked many questions, whether it was a must-win game for Boston, whether the Celtics could even be the Celtics without Marcus Smart, and whether Boston should stop taking so many threes came up by Mr. Bob Ryan. He pleaded on yesterday's show, yet here we are. We got answers to all those questions about a minute into the game. Celtics blowing out the Bucks and hitting 20 of 43 from three. Right in Bob's face. Clinton Yates, your takeaway from Boston's big win last night.
43 was less than 50, so I will give Bob credit for that.
No, but Bob gets
as
no credit.
We do at these points in every single playoff series, where it comes to a time when you see a team and you say, you know what? I think that team can win the title. This was that point last night for me for the Celtics. Without Smart, they were that good, that much better than the Bucks. Without Middleton, I'm impressed. I didn't think they were going to win that game last night, but they played Giannis well, as we said, game one and this game as well. This team looks like the best I've seen them
Thank
look.
Thank you also. For reminding us that you picked Milwaukee yesterday. Woody Page, how about you?
Well, Bob has been despising the three-pointer ever since I brought the ABA in and merged with the NBA.
So, oh, you did that? Yeah, thank you very much, that. Woody. Good job.
However, I think both teams are going to bring this to a seven-game series, and their schemes are working. The Milwaukee Bucks are making Giannis give up the basketball, which I think is a great idea because that keeps him out of the flow of the game. And secondly, yes, the Celtics do shoot three-pointers, and the Bucks are the best in the league at defending inside the paint. So if they can make those three-pointers, they're going to push this series all the way. I think the Celtics have a chance of winning the championship.
David Dennis Jr.?
I know I'm new here, but I'm going to not overreact to this one game because I think the Celtics, you know, they shot threes, but they made 13 of 23
in the first
half. Clearly
don't get the show if you're not overreacting, but please go ahead.
Right, I mean, like 13 of 23s in the first half, like, way to go. Good luck doing that again. They had a nice cushion because of that. The second half, they came back to earth, and, you know, Giannis was 8 for 11 the third quarter, and he was working things out. I think, you know, we're sort of where we were at the beginning of the series.
Consistent, if anything, is the same answer you gave with Golden State. That 1-1 means, you know, the team that won on the road is in a fine place. Pablo Torre, how about you?
I think Bob Ryan must be weirdly pleased with how the Bucks shot from three, because you know how many threes the Bucks hit?
Yeah, they did.
Three. Three total threes. This felt aberrational to David's point, right? Like, they did two things great, the Celtics did. They hit a lot of threes, and they defended Giannis one-on-one. Both of those seem very unsustainable to me, specifically the latter thing. Giannis has proven one thing beyond a shadow of a doubt. Give him one guy in front of him, he will eventually overpower them. And that's what I think is going to happen for the rest of the series.
Fire sell two, Ryan Tannehill, an open book yesterday at the microphone with reporters. He talked about how he found himself in such a dark place after the Titans playoff loss, he sought therapy. He talked about how shocked he was when the team traded AJ Brown. And what garnered the most headlines, he indicated it was not his job to mentor the Titans' newest draft pick, third round pick quarterback Malik Willis. As you can see right there, David, how did you hear it all?
Yeah, I'm buying the idea that Ryan Tannehill sort of stumbled upon something I think all players should really think about. Like, you talk about in the offseason, you recover, you get your bodies back in shape and get prepared for the next season. He got his mind sort of back together by going to therapy. Every player, unless you win a championship, pretty much you have a heartbreaking end to your season. So why not go to therapy and try to, you know, rejuvenate all of your, you know, yourself to get ready for the next season?
And specifically on saying he would not or does not think of himself as a mentor for Malik Willis, how did that strike you, David?
I mean, it's sort of true. I mean, he's not. I wouldn't necessarily say it like that, but I mean, technically, that's not part of his job description.
Pablo Torre?
Yeah, I sell the term mentor here, Tony. I think mentor is borderline a banned word in sports at this point because it's so overused. What does it really mean? Does Malik Willis even want to be mentored by Ryan Tannehill? Why should we expect Ryan Tannehill to do that? All of it feels like the sort of thing you're supposed to lie about saying. Like, yes, I will mentor him, but really, do you really want that? Anybody want that?
Clinton Yates?
I think what mentor means here is that there's an actual potential competition in his mind, if nowhere else. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget the Matt Flynn story, all right? Russell Wilson came in third round pick, took the job. This happens, and this is not ancient history that we're talking about here. So I commend him on being honest with everything about his personal self, but there's the very realistic possibility that this could become a roster issue for the Titans.
And Woody Page.
I respect what he said yesterday. Job one for me on this show is not to train these young guys how to beat me.
Yeah, so I agree with him on that.
In regard to him talking about the mental issues that he had during the offseason, I can understand. Tony and I have talked about it in regard to my depression that I've suffered on several occasions in the past. And I think for him to come out and really discuss it and discuss it openly was a grand idea that more players should be aware of, is worthy of being public topics.
Thank you. Once again, Woody Page. Mental health is simply health. Clinton Yates. Pablo Torre.
Gonna go talk about hockey with my Star Wars friends.
Oh yeah, let me see what you're rocking today. That is May the 4th sweater. Right?
May the 4th be with y'all.
Okay, there it is.
Wow.
Oh, that's novel.
Here it is, Woody Page, David Dennis Jr. His first career show, and he's showing it down against the GOAT. Next.
Let me show you how to do it. Let me help you out.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
David Dennis Jr. trying to join the very rare and illustrious list of panelists winning their first show, and he has to do it against Woody Page. Let's go! Showdown one, the all-time list of wins for managers. This is a big list, some old names on here, but look who joined it in the top 12 now with win number 2000 last night, Dusty Baker. Woody Page, how will you remember 2000 wins, and what does it mean for Dusty Baker?
Dusty Baker has earned the Willy Wonka golden ticket to the Baseball Hall of Fame. There's no doubt about it, but he'll be the first person in the Hall of Fame with a toothpick in his mouth.
All right, David Dennis Jr.
Okay, toothpick is cool. But, yeah, he's got a Hall of Fame ticket, I agree. But I can't say this without saying that he's only one of two black managers in Major League Baseball. Inexcusable.
Okay. But the point, move on. Memorable home run moments. Bobby Witt Jr.'s first career home run. You always remember it. You always get the ball, right? Unless, what is Harrison Bader doing here? He tosses it into the fountain in Kansas City. They did get it back. So that was a memorable moment, and so was Aaron Judge's home run with the Toronto fan giving it to a young Yankees fan in an Aaron Judge shirt, David. Which will you remember more?
Well, you know, my youngest, Max, is 9 years old, and there's nothing better than the joy on a 9-year-old kid's face. That is by far one of the greatest moments you've seen in sports.
Nice, David, but guess what? I feel like that outfielder. You think you're going to win today? Watch this.
Woody Page, veteran maneuver. Takes out the rookie, hoping for his first win. There it is, Woody. Get your FaceTime.
You know, I like older athletes. Well, there's a woman athlete who's an amputee who has gone out, Jackie Hunt Brosma, and she's gone out and participated in 104 marathons in 104 days. And she's finished them all. She's raised tens of thousands of dollars for amputees and in life. I've got to totally congratulate her.
David Dennis Jr., don't be a stranger. Come back to us.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.